the Ramban in that longest of the Mystics. Truly shame. Now, all right. Now we can go over the thesis again. Hatif is about him. Makish chavla achirim likon. Afilos ishliach limuchar ferik hakeisi gavim ba'achos shedavon lishluche. Lo yikipir ushcha asher firim ferik hamitziye dibos ishliach likula umekone dein chiluk. Afilos liyos ishliach shluche yud ishrim itam shliches kilimuchar ferik hamitziye uferik in bin amudea. ואם תאים הדוחק, אמר יעתיב סמלכים מוקשך ואחרים לא יקונה, ופריקם ומציא כסבא מגבין צלחה ויקונה חברי, ובהות הליך, תגמר הוסר, אנחנו רב חיזדה, תם תבייר ויקונה מייטיימה ותתברכים מוקשך ואחרים. וישרים הר, דרבי יחרים מחרי ומציא לברוכי, ושים תרס ושים במציא. דישן ומציא, דמיגיד זוכל נפש, זוכל מחברי, אין דרמבן גזנה לתרס. Because by me, Rabbi Yechon holds, that's not Chavla Achirim, by Mitzi, it's not Chavla Achirim. Kol ha'im ha'tnu keim ha'shu, v'im teim ha'avo Rabbi Yechon ha'les l'iten kisri, k'di v'om ha'be f'rikam ha'im Mitzi, ha'min bi'a Mitzi l'chavir, ha'ikon ha'chavir. V'im teim ha'mishne seim l'ikom ha'tnu li v'l'yom ha'sho li. But if Rabbi Yechon had held the ten is kisri, so what if he didn't say shri? Ten itself means shri. ותירס רמנתם דידף כי איך לדעס אחרס מה הכנסי אמרינו נתן כסחי ולא במציאה so ten kisri is only when there is a das acheres but by mitziye when there is no das acheres there is no owner it's not shayach to say ten kisri vim teima liman domad li tikin ma mishloshten el pikodin ma hutzruchu li saki ma mishloshten What does Mamishloshten mean? Let's say Pikodin. Mamishloshten is effective by Pikodin, and we pass that Mamishloshten is effective by Milv also. By Pikodin means Ruven deposited, let's say, a chifetz with Shimon. And then he wants to give it away, Matone, to Levi. Suppose Ruven and Shimon and Levi happen to be in one place, but the chifetz is not with Shimon, but he wants to give it to Levi. So all that he has to do is Ruvain should tell Shimon, the chifetz that I deposited with you, so I want you to give it to Levi. So then title to the chifetz is transferred from Ruvain to Levi. Just with the Burbaum, by the mere fight, he tells the Mafkit and the Nifket and the Mikabe are standing in one room. And the Mafkit tells the Nifket, the Chifetz that is in your possession, that I part of you, give it to him, to Levi. So then Levi acquires title. Even though there is no Maisikinian, just by mere fight. So thesis in the Kashin. The man don't know if he can't be a man, but he can't be a man. But he can't be a man. So he should just say, Ten Kisri. V'yishleima. A very simple teres. The Hutzchul is a man, the Konar Fina, because we are a Nifket. In other words, Ten Kisri is Shayach only when he gives him the Chayfetz. But if he just says Ten, he doesn't hand over the chayfetz, then it's not shayach to say, thank Yisri. Shema duzol, kama shlosh nukon afin, api kodin yara nifke, shini api kodin yara achirim, oi she yikna afil bar kol choch shol nifke, kno she forash li kamon bezos Hashem. In other words, di kone name bar kol cho. In other words, that ma mishlosh nib mi di nifke, says, I don't want, I don't want. So he's still kane, there's the takone. Mashiach King Ten Kisri, that means that he has to become a shliach of the Zeiche. Bal Koche, he cannot become a shliach of the Zeiche. He cannot be making kiyum for it.
What does Why does it not pass the cash of man don't attend kisri? Even if ten love kisri, still you have the eight so you could tell him speak. Certain places in this cash.
Yes, since this is a reference. Yeah, it's a good cash. Like this, as Rabbi Kveger explains it, because ordinarily, so it's in Mosatum Mishachanet, Klam Shacharav Deiva Best, so Otopeshiaskin and all these Gemores deal when he does it be Isser. It's not Mistaba. So it's also Otopeshiaskin Mishachanet if the Eved doesn't deserve it. Stamavodim, they are lazy, I mean, and the Gemore says, they're not loyal, they're not devoted to the master. So then there is an issue. But if the Eved has been loyal to the master, so then not only it's not an issue, there is even Miksas Mitzvah, because of Akoras David. So in the case where it's Muteh, so it's a Chayv also. It's not a legal Chayv, but it's a Maral Chayv, because of Akoras David. How do you know? Because Klam Shachar Avdi Yovesi, that's what Rabbi Kveger says. So to be Shia Skinon. So in other words, so it must have referenced the case where he deserves it. Where is Makatei David? David has been nice to the order. So Memele, then it's like a chayv. So we say ten kisri. Mishumach choshev kis chayv. I'm bringing ten kisri. Umdagdei krabenu tam yishchilu b'mat tonel milve. Tiyonuli kamon helich monuli pleini shanechayev lei. Tiyonuli pleini shanechayev lei. V'chayim b'pikodin chayev b'achri yosei. V'im bolar zeh nechay zeh. Al mebechayv abehilach kisri. So there the Gemara discusses helich. Vigabi matone paskino behedi b'seif pirkin k'rafshim ha'anosi deilech lafkis v'chein berishash. So we see ligabi heilech there is a distinction between matone and chayv. Chayv was indebted and he says te heilech, so then is kisri. But matone was not indebted, he doesn't owe him anything even though he says heilech, so it's not kisri. וכן בריש אשר ליחו משליח מתון את שליח הגט וילך לאף כסרי וכן דהילך לאף כסרי תנאם אלאף כסרי דיה וכסרי מתון את מגע במיל ופיקות המתנאם תן דכן דקבר השמינון דאפל הילך כסרי כל שנתן כסרי דאפל מתון אהב כסרי וראה וראה מתיספת דקטון בהתי תימון ופרין את שם החייל ופיקות משאיש לביודי וכן הילך אין החיזר חייב וחיוסון תמון איזה לפלני, תנשתר מתון איזה לפלני, הילך, רוצה לעזר, יעזר, שכי מון איזה לפלני, עסקה במון איזה לפלני, רוצה לעזר, לא יעזר, אל נתני בהד ידים, מתון אלה, ודן כסרי, דיו מלוי, לחוי הבעל מידר, אף פה פייס לי בהד יתיב, יש בו חי מוקשך ואחרים לכם, אלו דכסיב לי סלקת לעוני, אם תנה, למען דומה, בפרקם ודתמורה, כל מיל סדומה רחמון אלי סבי, תיאובית מהנה, in King Conan, there's a machlek in a bayin rove. Kol mil sedom. Now, the Torah says gabit muro liach lefeno v'yom reise. But if he did it, he was even allowed the reise. But who tmuro se yekish? So, Abaye says, that generally speaking, kol mil sedom rachmone lo yisavit But if he does it, suppose the Torah forbids a certain transaction, and he does it anyway, is it chal or it's not chal? So generally speaking, Abaye says it should be chal, just like Abit Mure. There is a love like Achlefenu Yomarei say, but if he is machl, if he is meir, who is most negeish? So the same halacha applies in a general way, Torah. Then Rove says no. The generally speaking, without a special Torah sakosu, if the Torah forbids something, some male it's not chal. And not chal, except if there is Torah sakosu to the country. By Tmure, there is Torah sakosu, even though he's not allowed to be made there to make Tmure. But if he does, who Tmuros in the cage? And the Gemara asks many kashis. How is it that Chayor Lav Mudushin is Davis? Says Salmon the King of the law, let's say, a Mamzeres, Chayavab, so the Kedushin is Chal. Only Chayavikrit says Kedushin is not Ephes. But according to Rove, Kol Milsen and Rachmon and Savit, he of his Loy Mahani, so it shouldn't be Chal. So the Gemara says, in Rachanami, it's a special Zeres Akosov. We learn now that only Chayavikrit says Kedushin is not Ephes. But Chayav Olav Mudushin is Eifes. So just as we have Gzeiros HaKosuv Gabei Tmure, we have Gzeiros HaKosuv Gabei Chayav Olav. That means that according to Rove, the general klal is that if a certain transaction is osea, so it's not chal. So this kashi is Vintel Mandom Efer Kam Nitmure Kol Muslim Rachmon Elis Avit Yavid Mahane. In King Konol, there is a very difficult Rabbi Kveya in Yodei. Rabbi Kveya has the Kashi, Ashikh and Bishabe, Shritosin Shero, according to Rove, Kol Milsam Rachman of Isavit, Yobit Limahanes, why Shritosin Shero? It's a very difficult Rabbi Kveya. It's not so simple, I mean, Rabbi Kveya has the Kashi because Shrite is a Matia, there is a Chaleis. Rabbi Kveya wouldn't have asked that Kashi. It is difficult. With all that, it's difficult. But it's not so. Rabbi Kveya wouldn't have asked that kashe if shrite had meant just the mechanical act of shrite is matter. No, shrite has a chaleis. Let's say shrite saku is nivel. In other words, but it was nishchito. Kedin, it conformed to all the dinim of shrite. It's not. Druse, it's not, there is no Shia, there is no Chalode, still it's the Vele. So, Shrite is not just the Mitzias. Shrite has to be Matya. And let's say, if a Goy shechts, even though the Goy did it in the most professional way, I mean, he conformed to all the din of Shrite, but he was Melech Meve, everything. Still, the Aloch is, in order that there shouldn't be a Niser of Nevele, and shouldn't be a Niser of Eir Nachai, there has to be, Shrite has to be Matas, there has to be a Chaleis. So Mele, it's like Kenya. That's why Rabbi Kveger has the Kashi, but it's still not the Kashi. Because through the Shrit has to be a matter. But it's not like a Kenyan, like Dushin or Tmure, you know, when he has there is a real Chaleis. Here the Chaleis is in the Shrit should be Kedin, to be matter Bachele. But it's not a transaction. But still, Rabbi Kveger has the Kashi. Hashich and Bishabe, Shritosik Shiro, according to Rove, he says, Kol Milsam Rachman and Lisabi Ti Ovid Mama. Elsil Slakon in Tilman Don Ferkamit Mure Kol Milsam Rachman and Lisabi Ti Ovid Mahane in King Conor. So the Kashi is, according to Rabbaye, in Ovid Mahane. So what? Why does Gemara say Lahazeloni Lislakit La Elsil Lislakit Allah Kamai Kam Rabon Osun Lissil Lislakit Loni? So he's not allowed. But why do Rabbonin say that that only is not Zeich? Why do they say it now on a new solution? V'yesh leina adhoche bosa lo yisalakit ksiv looni v'lagir tazifeisom. Mashma v'likone. It's number eight. So here we have Gzeiros HaKosuv just as Gabi Tmure. I mean the country. Here we have Gzeiros HaKosuv. that it's loyna. Vim tim avinei laf noche bi al medan bi mitzil chaveri li kon chaveri. So let's learn out from this. There is a kosu that seems the Torah says gabion that is this is really the mokia for the Pnei Yeshua. That I'm not being with Sila Chaver, the Kon Chaver is because a Shlich Chaver, but no Rai.
What's from
where? Tis is the Kashi, the Nilaf Nohacha Baalme, that I'm being with Sila Chaver, the Kon Chaver. But here there is, true Tis says that here there is a Posik Loni Lagiat as a Faisum, but the Loni Lagiat as a Faisum is preceded by love. So what? How can we learn out? How can we learn out that Hamadia Mitzia Lachaveire is Loikon Chaveire? Here there is love. So that's why the Pnei Yeshua is Medayik from that. He always in Aveir.
Which Aveir is?
Giram Hefzet. Like Mazik.
Grome.
V'yesh, that's the Pnei Yeshua says. ויש להם מהדהוך הספורו של איזוך סותיר הלאון אלו מה שכל אחד מלאקד לצייך עצמי ולהפחיז למפור שוח זה תמי לרבון שתתבח את ליקונה יתלמי מהדהוך יאלף Now I understand I mean I am not involved in that Friday there are no shurim is that the truth or not or there are shurim
I
still remember she was asking. Because the Mishnah says that when Rav Meir said the Chachomim, that the Chachomim say to Rav Meir that Shichu is his chus, it's not like Ketisha. Why is this chus? She mirrors the shalosness of the Rashoi. The shalosness is the in Rashoi. Because the pshat is, get is always a chayv. Because even if the circumstances are such, let's say, the why the husband is in Mukishrin or Ktote, it's not a good marriage, but still there is an element of chayv. Why is not the chayvah? Because as long as she is not divorced, he has to support her. But the moment he divorces her, he doesn't have to support her. So there is always an element of detriment. No matter what, how happy the marriage is or unhappy, there is always an element of detriment. That's what Mashinkin Bayevet. So we can say, well, sometimes, let's say the master is a millionaire and he has a beautiful home and he has food and residence and a beautiful apartment. So then, to be mishucher is a chayv, not his food. The answer is, if the Odin wants to deprive him of all that, he can say to him, "Aseim even his own house." So what does he? What kind of benefits does he reap from the fact that he's an enemy? He can be deprived of all these advantages anyway by the Odin simply telling him, "Asim minizon." So the Gemara says, "Mamni yochel rafli maler asim minizon." So the Gemara says, "No, it's not right." Actually, it's a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechon. Rav says that the Odin cannot say Asim Nizam Cho, and Rabbi Yechon says the Odin can say to David Asim Nizam. So Gemara says no, it's not right. Maybe the Odin cannot say Asim Nizam Cho. So why does the Mishnah say Shin Yirzeh Shalul Ozein is Rashoi, but he cannot say Asim Nizam Cho? The Mishnah means. So to say Asim ibn Zon Cho, that he cannot say. He says, "I expect you to work for me, but I'm not going to give you support." That he can do. We can say that. But one thing he certainly can say. He can say, I don't want to support you. You have to support yourself. So you go to work. You don't have to work for me. And then he say, so he says, see my
Siddharth
Nisa.
That was even before he's being Meshacher him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So he says, see my Siddharth Nisa. I don't want to support you. You say you need $100 a week to eat. So go ahead and work. Work 8 hours a day, and those 8 hours you will not work for me. That he certainly has a right to say. So the Chava say, so that means that vis-a-vis an isho, your husband couldn't say, Tzimasi yodai al-Nusaya. So why not? The Chava say, Gabi isho, domo, Tzimasi yodai al-Nusaya, isha maloi. Isha maloi. Why by isho he shouldn't be able to say, Tzimasi yodai al-Nusaya? So we see the pashtus, as the Dova Poshut, that even a husband could say to his wife, suppose the woman says, I don't want to work. I don't want to work. She can even mention a fumetaine that, I mean, so we see that the husband can still say, not, why should he be able to say? After all, he's mechuy bim zaynes. But he lets her use the earnings for herself. But he's still mechuy. But say, the Rambam paskens like the Madoma, that chiv mizaynes in the rice, sheer ksusop in osu yikra. Why should he be able to say to the wife, she should be able to tell him, never mind, I don't want to work, I'm going to support you. So I want to be supported. But you're giving me aid, just take a job. I don't want a job. So why is it? Because there is a takonis chachomim that one, the Loshna Rambam is, Loshin. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Rambam says in Pirkei Avos in Rashi's Halacha Aleph, Kishenesi Odom Isha Ben Psula Ben Bulo Ben Delo Ben Ktana Achas Bas Yisrael Vachas Avineres. That's the obligations of the husband to his wife. But then there are certain schusim the husband is there. The abosh is eicher ben kulam midiv sefer and veiling lis maisi yodel shalei. Suppose the wife works and she has a job and she makes, let's say, $50,000 a year. So it's maisi yodel, belongs to the husband. The lis mitzvei osa shalei v'shei eichel kol peris nechosel b'chayel v'imeiso. Then Allah Dalet, that's the important Allah. They take no chachomim, she yu maise ye deoisho ki neget mizin isel. So there is the konis chachomim, even though the Rambam paskin, like the Tanoim, that mizinis is midaraise, but there is the konis chachomim. That the Maisi Yodel should be connected in itself. Ice is mechuyev to support us.
Without
anything. Without any conditions. But there is a takonis chachomin, that there is a quid pro quo. I mean, one in return for the other. There is a takonis chachomin, hefka bez nefka. So mele, while on a deraisa level, it's an independent chayiv of supporting her. And if the chachomin wouldn't be misakein, that shetiknu maise yedei isha kenegen nesel, then he couldn't say to the wife, tzimas yedei nesayah. She could tell him, never mind, tzimas yedei nesayah. The Torah says, you have to support me, I have to be supported. I don't want to work. You're telling me to work, I don't want to work. But since the chacham were misaki, that one is in exchange for the other, in other words, there is a quid pro quo relationship between the husband and wife, that the ma'isi yodel is kineged mizinisel. So mele, once the chachamim were misakin, that the ma'isi yodel is in return for the mizenes, so mele, the husband has his chus to say, tzi ma'isi yodel mizayach. So, what would wife say to him? But the Torah is mechayev you to support me. Fine, but the chachamim were misakin, that the earnings should be kineged minisel. That was the konis chachom hefka bez nefka. So mele, since one is in return for the other, you can find a job easily. All you have to do is to make a telephone call, you can get a job. So then, if the earnings you make will not be enough to support yourself, so I'll give you the excess. So it's on the basis of the Takonis Chachomim that one is in return for the other, that the husband acquires his chus to say, Tzimasi Yodaya Bezinesayach. Veitigne Chachomim Shiyimasi Yedir Yisho Kineged Nezinesel Upidieno Kineged Achilles Pires Nechusel. So that's the reason as to why even a husband can say, Tzimasi Yodaya Bezinesayach. That's why the Mishnah say that he can, with the wife he cannot do it. The answer is the Mishnah is definitely the case where the earnings are inadequate. So, since there is no chiv of support, some may leave me if we say like Rav, that in Yochel Rav Limlev Rasim Zomcho, but he can say, and even if it's not sufficient, so it's not sufficient. He has no obligation of supporting. But the Gabi and Isha, since he has a right to support, but he has his chus to say Tzimai Sidem Messiah because of the Takanas Chachomim, that Masi Yodeo Ki Neged Mirisero, it's in a quid pro quo relationship. So mele, if it's not enough, then he has to be Masiv. So the Gemara says, Evet name b'loi sofik. So that's difficult, this Gemara. Monefshech, if the Mishnah's reference to the case where the Odin, the husband, said, Tzi ma'asi yodaya b'nesayich, and the Odin also said, Tzi ma'asi yodecho b'nesecho, and still, so by a wife he has to add, and by an Evet he doesn't have to add. Why shouldn't he add? That's what the Gemara is asking. Why shouldn't he add by an Evet too? So Tesis Kashi is, Meicha Tesis he should add. Even if we don't say, Yochel Rav Limlev Asim Zohar, Rav says, he cannot say Asim Zoncho, but if he doesn't expect the Evet to work for him, he has no chiv of supporting the Evet. So, but he has a job, and the job he makes $50 a week. He needs in order to support himself $100 a week. Why should they Odin be forced to give him the other 50? There is no chiyuv of support. Likabe ebal, so there's a chiyuv sheyoksus minosoniga. But some male shouldn't even be able to say tzimai shidayim nesayach, except there is a special kamis chachomim, that one is kinega the other. It's a quid pro quo relationship. But if there is if is. In other words, the earnings are $50 a week, and she needs for support $100 a week, so it's mechuyev to fulfill his obligation. But an Odin has no obligation to have it. So why should he have to add the difference? That's the discussion. But anyway, let's first go over the Gemara. So Eved Named L'Sofik, so he should be mechuyev to add the difference. So the Gemara says, no, by Eved he's not mechuyev to add the difference. Why? Because the Avos, Stam Avodim are lazy and it's not worth anything. Aved M'Kalsa L'Sofik, L'Mor L'Martem, my mitveh, how can he demand? But the question is, without recourse to that, how can he demand support? There is no chiyuv. By the divri, so kisoch keteish of yilimoch. So he's mechuyev to his support. Tevimoch, kisoch keteish of yilimoch. To your soyes, the more. But there is a chiyuv. But in the nine, there is definitely no chiyuv of support. So why did the more have to resolve? That's the discussion. Toshma. Evet shegolo lor in miklot in chabe chayef lizeinei vilei dosh mais yodof lirabe. So if the evet killed the person bishegei and he has to be killed lor in miklot, the rab is not mechuyev to support him. And not only that, even though the rab is not supporting him, but the mais yodof, if he does work in the lor in miklot, so belongs to the rab. This price is the case of after all, he has to apply it for his own support. So of course, whatever is over and above, let's say, he needs $50 a week for his support, and he makes at his job in the Oriklod $100. So of course the $50, the excess over and above, so he should turn over to the Rav. So it's a pshitus. Now the thing may keep the cholesterol yoyvli. Kisle namelu lishkumenei kamash. Umajnu Oriklod sal kadaito. Amine v'chei ovid l'chiyus et fei kamash. That's it of a poshut, that even my husband can say see my siyadayich b'mzeh messayich because of the takonis chachomim that the mizenis is connected my siyadayich. So the question is, why is the Baal Mechuyev? So the only the Sefer discusses the case of Tzimai Sidam Seich, the implication being the Reisha does not have reference to the case of where the husband says Tzimai Sidam Seich. Horekamal, Mechal Reisha Leomolo, Horekamal, Vimisapkes, Leomolo, Tzimai Sidam Seich, Hashoi, Misapkes, my remember. Oh, it has Maldi Miko Kvida Basmelech Nimo, so Kamashmelon, that she could not say, I don't like to work because since there is takonis rachomim that maisi yedelk is negnesel, so one is in return for the other, so mele has a schus to say I don't want this and I don't want to support you, and you apply the earnings to your support. If it's enough, if it's not enough, I'll add the difference. So there's a machlek between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachomim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if it's a year of famine, so the Eved can tell the master, Either you support me, if you don't want to support me, you have to give me shtachios. And the Chachamim say, I should be a trap. My love welcome with me. The mouse of a yochil, mouse of a rainy yochil. In other words, Chachomim hold Yochel Aravlin Lelesin Zoncho. And Rav Shimon Gamliel say a hold Ein Yochel Aravlin Lelesin Zoncho. So the Gemara says, V'tizbere, Hayu Panesinis and Lecheus. So why does Rav Shimon Gamliel use the Lashon Oy Panesinis and Lecheus? Oy Panesinu Itinim Aitzi Yodui Panesosi. So as to me boiling, Veid Maishnu Shnei Patsiris. So why did Maishnu Shnei Patsiris? In a regular year, so let them be chayim. Eloch maskin domo itzima yisidayich yisidechum zinesecho uvishnei batziras lisofik chefshim gamliel sabar lipaniseini itzan lecheus keyechad choz liin shil merach melay virabonon savre man derachram nechare avid avid namer ruchem merach melnau itzan tesis the kasha tesis Vim Tema, Evid Namdin Lissof, Vim Tema. Otumishim Lissofiki, Rabbi Chayef Zaini. What was the Kashi of the Gemara? Moi the Teretz, no. The Evid is not worth any. But without Vikos, that suppose the Evid work is worth. But there is no Chiv of support. Vim Tema, Otumishim Lissofiki, Rabbi Chayef Zaini. Vim Tema, Otumishim Lissofiki, ואית כושה הלא שני, כלומר, אבי נמכריס אלי שאבי, אבי נמבהדת למחייב לזייני, כיבן די אומה לי, that goes without saying that a nodden of an eritmaini has no חיוב of support. ודיברי has a חיוב of support. את בעל בישתי has a חיוב of support, but never it doesn't have a חיוב of support. The שאלי is, maybe the עבד has this חוש to say to the nodden, you don't want to support me. You are not legally obligated to support me, but I have this chus. If you don't support me, I don't want to work for you. But if he says simay sidayim l'sayich, and he doesn't try it, and he doesn't expect him to work, why should he be forced to support him? There is no chiv of support in it. Veit koshalosh tukavav nun chisli shavi avim mebed nuchay v'zeini kiv nomet simay sidayim l'secho. Vein meridi salgedeit od de gilisu shevet atzme heilich veivet es rabbe afilu kishom alei tzema is yodai yedecha b'nesecho vishum hoche so it's not that he should tell him the Evet can tell the Odin you have to support the Odin is not mechuyif to support but the usual way is that even when the Odin says there to the Evet, he still does work for him. Some mele, if in Yochla Ravlim Levdasim Zoncho, so whatever work he does, he can apply for his own business. Some mele, he should tell him, I work for others, so I don't make enough, but I worked for you too, so you also have to pay me. But you have to compensate me for the work I did. Not b'tiras chiyuv of support, but b'tiras compensation for the work I did for you. Because, after all, since you don't support me, I am not obligated to work for you. But I do work for you. So, really, you have to compensate me. So the answer is, there's nothing to compensate for. It has no value. After the increase of Ishav, ואם הריס, הרדייך דגיל לסושי עבד עצמי, לחביב תסרה באפילו כשום עצימה ישידך מנסחו, ושמוח בו אל מימה, היחד ליסופי כשישראל עם זיינס. Not because the Odin is מחויב to support him, but if we assume that אין יוכל הרב למהל לשים מזונחו, so mainly if he doesn't support him, he doesn't have to work, but he did work for him, so he has to be compensated. If somebody does his service for another person, he has to be compensated. But an Eved cannot ask the Odin to compensate him because he's mechuyev to work for him. But in the case, but if we say, so the Odin doesn't support him, So the Eved is not mechubed, he's not mechuyev to work for him. And he does work for him, he renders a service. So he's entitled to be compensated like anybody else, like Ibn Khayrun, who does a service for a person. So he has to be compensated. The question is, when the Gemara and the Havami said Yochel Shmam Yochel Rav Limevrasim Zoncho. So what did the Hava Min assume? That the Mishnah is referenced to the case where the Odin said Asim Zoncho, or the Makshin assumed that the Mishnah is referenced to the case where the Odin did not say Asim Zoncho. So that case is discussed. The Afilu Ma'ire Doma Litzim Ma'ishe Dechab Zinisecho. In other words, Satish says at first that the Makshin, when he said Shmamino, Yochel Rav Limevrasim Nizoncho, he understood that the Mishneh might have referenced the case that, so he says, at first, as he says, that Afilu Ma'ir Edomo, it's him, Ma'ishe Dech Nisecho, Mikol Mokim, Kim Sheiv Dei, Hoyoleli Ischayev Bin Zeisov, Ilav Mishum Dioche. Wait, that's the first Lashon Teis. Then the second Lashon is no, that the Makshin assumed that the Mishnah is referenced to the case where the Odin did not say a same Ibn Zamcha. Wait, is Halkadaiti, the Maire Bili Omole, Dumye Di Isha, the Beloy Sofik Lishriach. So in other words, according to the second Lashon, the Makshin assumed that the Mishnah is referenced to the case where the first Lashon says da filo mayre domolitzim maisi yedechom v'nisecho. So the first Lashon says that the Makshin assumed that the Odin did not say asim v'nisoncho, but he said tzim maisi yedechom v'nisecho. So how does the Gemara deduce from that? Yochel Rav Limelev Rasim Nizoncho, so Bishleime, if the Makshin assumed that the Mishnah is referenced to the case where the Odin said to the Evet Asim Nizoncho, so then we could understand the Gemara's Raya that Shmamni Yochel Rav Limelev Rasim Nizoncho. But Teisa says in the first Lashon that the Makshin assumed that the Odin, the Mishnah is referenced to the case where the Odin did not say Asim Nizoncho. But the Odin only said Tzim Aisi Dechel V'Nisecho. But still the Gemara mentions a Raya that the Odin can say Aseim V'Nisoncho. Because if the Odin couldn't say Aseim V'Nisoncho, so even in the case where he said Tzim Aisi Dechel V'Nisecho, so it's Tzim Aisi Dechel V'Nisecho, So if it's loy sofik, so he couldn't do it. That's how Tesis explains. That's very strange. Monefshah. If how could Tesis even for a moment assume that the Makshin who tried to deduce from the Mishnah that the Odin has his chus to say aseimi v'nizoncho, that the Mishnah has referenced the case where he didn't say Asim Nizoncho. But what did he say? He said, Tzim Aisi Dechel V'Nisecho. And the Mishnah says he doesn't have to support him. So still, the Gemara is deducing that the Noden could say Asim Nizoncho. But the Mishnah does not have reference to the case where the Odin said Hashem Mizoncha. So how can we deduce that from the din in the Mishneh that the Odin could say? But the Mishneh has reference to the case where he says same as Yedecho B'Nisecho, but the earnings are not adequate, and still he's not mechuyev to give more. So that's a raya. Since he's not mechuyev in the case where he says to the Eved, same as Yedecho B'Nisecho, and the earnings are not sufficient, so he's not mechuyev to add the difference. So it's a raya that he could say. What's the pshat? So, from this thesis, and the next thesis says that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that Yochil or Rav Lim Alevet Asim Vinizoncho, but Bishnei Batzeres he couldn't do it. Bishnei Batzeres he couldn't say Asim Vinizoncho. Only when Shonim Kitikuno. But if it's a year of famine, then the Odin couldn't say Asim Nizoch. The question is, what's the pshat? It's not a question of Rachmonis here, it's a question whether he's mechuyev to support him or he's not mechuyev to support him. So monefshech, if in a regular year the Odin can say Asim Nizoncho, there's no chiyuv mezenis. So why is Shnei Batzeres different? Why is Shnei Batzeres different? Shnei Batzeres is hard. Alright, so it's hard. It's not a question of stock here, it's a question here of Ichei. So if in a regular year he could say Aseim Ibn Izoncho, so why is Shnei Batzeres he couldn't say? So it's mashma from this Gemara. In other words, we have to understand, Rav says that a Rav cannot say, a Odin cannot say, Asim Ibn Izoncho. Rabbi Yochanan says yes, and Rav says no. What Rav holds, that there is a chiyuv of Mizenis by an Odin to Netnaini. By Ishe, there is a chiyuv of Mizenis. By an Edivri, there is a posik, Isoha Kitesh of Yerimoch, Kitei Verimoch. But by Netnaini, there is no posik that an Odin is mechuyev. Some Heichatei said that an Odin shouldn't be able to say Aseim Ibn Izoncho. Why not? He's not mechuyev to support him, and the Eved is an Eved. So some Meile he can force the Eved to work for him. So the pshat is, of course, everybody agrees, Rav also, that there is no chiyuv of mizenis in Eved Naini. But Rav holds there is another source. Even though an Odin is not mechuyev to give mizenis to the Eved, but the Eved can say, if you don't support me, I'm not working for you. It's another source. An Eved is a source, not that an Odin is mechuyev to support. An Odin is not mechuyev to support. Of course, the Shem say, I didn't find it in Kubetzes and Ksuvis. I think the Ramah is the one who says it. That even though we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that an Odin can say to the Eved, Aseim Ibn Izoncho, but if the Odin is omit, he's well to do, so then we force. Of Zdoke, and Zdoke, so you can say it's Zdoke. So all Jews are mechuyev. No, there is din of gdime. Let's say ani eircho. So who is forced to support the ani of the eircho? The bnei oir, not the bnei acheres. And let's say craving. So let's say even according to Mandoma that kibudav is mishalav, not mishal ben. But if the son is well-to-do, so then Bezdin forces him to support the father and crave him also. A brother crave him because he has a ding dime as against other Jews. So Memele, if the Odin is well to do and he can afford to support Eved, then the Ramah says Bezdin forces the Odin to support Eved, and it's not imposed upon Odin Neir, because there is a Ding Dime. They say because he's Eved. So the Shaila of Aseim Zoncho is not a mitzad zdok. It's another Shaila. The machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Rav, another Shaila. True, there is no legal chayv of support and Eved. Mitzad zdok, of course, is mechuyev. But mitzad zdok only if he's on it. Suppose he's a poor man. He doesn't have enough to support himself. So he cannot force the Odin to support Eved. But according to, let's say by Baal, so suppose the husband is very poor, so he don't say Chayachokedmin. The husband cannot say, well, I can't support my wife because I have to support myself. So we tell him, never mind, you have to support your wife. You won't have money to support yourself, then you support yourself out of Zdoki. But because there is a chayv, it's a legal chayv of support. Mashinkin ligabeve, there is no legal chayv of support. If he's omit, so then he's mechuyev misad misas doke. So then the chayv is he has a ding dime. But if he's not omit, he's poor. So then Rav also agrees that he's not mechuyev to support him. But Rav says, while an Odin is not mechuyev to support an Eved, but an Eved has a schus to tell the Odin, you don't support me. I understand you are a poor man yourself. You can't support me. I'm not working for you. You want, I should work for you. You have to support me. That's the machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechon. It's not that Rav holds there is a chiyuv of support. There is no chiyuv of support. Besides, look, Rabbi Yechon is also made it. If he's omid, if he's rich, and he can support him, so Bezdin forces him. For Mrs. Docker, the way Bezdin forces a son to support a father, to the way Bezdin forces a rich brother to support a poor brother, besides Mrs. Docker. But so here too, he has a ding dime. But if he's poor, Rav is made, he's not mechuyev to support. But Rav says, true, the Odin is not mechuyev to support Eved if he's poor. But Eved has a schus. You don't support me, fine, wonderful. I'm not working for you. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon says no. He cannot. He can say, so the pshat is that Rabbi Yechon is also made it to Rav, that while there is no chiv of support towards an Eved, but an Eved originally has a basic source to say, I don't want work, you don't support me, I don't want work. But Rabbi Yechon says, true, he has his chus not work, but since the Eved is momeni of the Odin, so the Odin is in a position to be mafkia the chus. To be mafkia the chus. But suppose if he explicitly says, I'm a tough man and I mafkia your chus, you are my property. So then I mafkia your chus not work for me. And I demand that you work for me. But until the Odin is mafkia the schus of the Eved to say, I don't want work for you if you don't support me, so the Eved has a schus. Some militis says, since the Eved basically has a schus, not work if it is not being supported. He has basically schus. Suppose the Odin is very sick. Suppose the Odin suffers from Alzheimer's and he doesn't know what's going on. And he doesn't support him. So the Eved can say the Odin doesn't support me. I don't want work for him. But If the Odin doesn't have Alzheimer's and he has full contact with reality and he decides to be tough and to be mafkia the schus of the Eved, not to work when he is not supported, then Rabbi Yochanan says, while the Eved has his schus not to work, the Odin has a counter schus to impose upon him to work. But he has to take the initiative, the Odin, to demand of the Eved that he has to work even though he's not supported. And until he takes the initiative and tells explicitly to the Eved, "Asei mivinelancha, I am mafkia yoshus," to not work, so then the Eved is yoshus not to work. And if the Odin is sick and he's not mafkia, so then the Eved does not have to work if he's not getting supported. So Teisve says, but suppose, when does the Odin have his schus to mafkia, the schus of the Eved not to work if he's not supported? If he can leave Anstoki. So because Mechuyovim Neyisroel Lifani says Avdeyem, just like a regular Jew. So in other words, so that means when Shonim is Kitikunon, when the Halacha prevails, so that means even if the Odin doesn't support him, so the Eved makes a nice living by living on welfare. You know, there are some people, there are some Nitoa who prefer to live on welfare rather than to teach in a yeshiva, because it's much better. The money they get from welfare is much better than the money they get from a certain yeshiva. So there are many big Nitoa in New York, I don't know about Chicago, I don't know, but in New York, who prefer not to teach in a yeshiva and get, let's say, make $10,000 a year to live on welfare, they'll get more than $10,000 a year. So, mele, if Shonim is Kitikunon, so that means that every Eved, whether the Odin supports him or not, so he lives on welfare. And he has it well. He has it good. Because this will force the call to support him, so that he'll be living on welfare. So, if the Eved can live on welfare and make a nice living, so then the Odin can be mafkia the schus of the Eved. Can be mafkia the schus of the Eved to say to him, "You don't support me, I'm not working for you." Why does he have the schus to be mafkia the schus of the Eved? Because he's momeni shell of the Odin. So Mimele he can mafkia schusim, but until he takes the initiative and is mafkia the schus, the Eved has his schus, even though the Odin is not mechuyev to support him. So he has his schus to tell him, "If you don't support me, not working for you." But he's Mimele Shalodin, so Mimele the Odin can be mafkia the schus of the Eved. So when can he mafkia the schus of the Eved? If he gives him the option to live on welfare. In a sufficient way, but if it's Shnevatseres, or suppose it's not Shnevatseres, but it's not Yad Bezen Tkifo, so I'm not able to live on welfare. So he doesn't give him the option to have Mizenes, then he cannot be Mafkia the Schus. That's why Shnevatseres. So even if it's Yad Yisrael Tkifo, but Shnevatseres, it's not Shayach to say Tkifo. So he doesn't give him the option to have Mizenes. If he doesn't give him the option to have Mizenes, then even Rabbi Yochanan is made you cannot expect me to work if you don't support me. That's the pshat. That's the pshat. He says, "All right, let's very well. Someday." Every time I will stop. ואם תאים האוטו משום לסופי כי הרע בחי וזיני ויהיו חלים ומצאים מה יש ידך ובנסך what kind of it? קשי לזמו אס מונפשר if the mice yodof is not sufficient So by Eved too, he should be able to be. He should have to give him mizeinus. But there is no chiv mizeinus by Eved. Otto mishum sofik yerabe chayv zeh yochle mitzim aizid dachum zechol. Veit kosh halishin dikom arab den nun kreis elishav. Why does he more have to resort to it? In other words, the Eved, his work is not worth anything. But suppose it is worth. Suppose he's a very efficient worker. So then he has to support him. But why does he have to support him? Oit kosh halashin dikom arab den nun kreis elishav. Oit kosh halashin dikom arab den nun kreis kidn dom let see my shit da hom zun sin sach vei meri dis al kedaito der dilusu she evet atz me hil der vei de strabe a fil di shom let see my shit da hom zun sach ich mach et boye vei ma hil khad lo isofik she is khayl mi zeh kidn she me kom ok in evde ich mach em hadale bloshen ze adel num trisel shaf ולרוחי כמה לי ושמאמה יוכל הרב לי מלאב לעשיים מנזונך דאפילו מיירה דאום על היצים היצודך מנסחו מכל מוקים כאילו שאיל די הוי עלי לי ישחי ונעיסו אילב נשם דיוכל ואיד יש על כדאי למיירה ודאום לי דמי דיכו סב לשלך So we explain it that of course it goes without saying that there is no chiyuv of mizeinus to an evet of course an evet we are mechuyef in the mitzvah of zdoke to an evet. As the Gemara says, man de brachi ad mechire avet namer lechom merachi. An evet is mechuyef mitzvah ki isha, so the same mitzvah of zdoke of yechir chichoyim ochom posir tiftach and so on that applies to ben chirin a Yisrael applies to the same way. So Mele is mentioned by certain Rishayim, even though we pass from Yochil Arab Limalev Rasim Nezomcho, so that's only if the Odin is a poor man. But if the Odin is Omid, he can afford to support him, then Bezdin is Keife, the Odin to support the Evet. And we don't impose it upon the whole community, because there is a Ding Dime, there is Aloch and Yochokim. A shochen is kedem, so the eved is certainly a shochen in regard to the Odin, and the other Jews. So there is not a shochen. So mele if the Odin is omid, then we business gave him to support it mitzad mitzadoki, and he cannot say asim in his own because of mitzadoki. But the shaili the yochel aravnos in zochel means. When he's a poor man, he doesn't even have enough money to support himself. So how can we mimkeifim him to support his evet on the base of Mrs. Dockey? But let's say by Baal, so suppose the Baal doesn't support his wife, and then Bezdin calls him, why don't you support your wife? He says, I don't have enough money for myself. That's no talents, because that's a chay. So there she was nechosi. So Bezdin will have an attachment that is nechosi, because there is a chiyuv mizeinus. There is a shittes harishenim that the chiyuv of mizeinus to a wife is unique, because all other chayves. So if he has nechosi, we'll have an attachment nechosi. But suppose he's penniless, he's nothing. Achleikis more. Misadrin, not misadrin. All right, even if we say misadrin, so in other words, just as Bayerachim, there is a lot of misadrin. We don't take away the gizva, can take away everything. He must live in a minimum of clothing, of residence. So it machleks in Gemara whether Baal Chayv is misadrin or imisadrin. If we say Baal Chayv is misadrin, so he can take away everything. Take away his house and everything, and he'll be on the street, and no clothes. So, in other words, we have to live in a minimum of provision, food, clothing, residence, and everything. If we say a misadrin, so that aloha of misadrin, the Torah mentions, ligabeirach, not ligabechavis. But one thing is clear, Alibi de Kulaomi, that by all chavis in the world, so if a person has no nechos, so Bezdin cannot force him to work, go and find a job and pay your chavis. No, this is like the counterpart of bankruptcy. He doesn't have. So we don't force him. To work. But Rabbi Elio, it's a machlekes Hashem. But Rabbi Elio in Ksuve says no. Bana falach veikia veize yisichi lechi afalach. I work hard. If he has to work 16 hours a day to support his wife, so business gave him to support his wife. So that's by Baal. So there's a chiyuv mizeinus. Chayv is a legal debt. There is shivus nechosim, and perhaps even his mechuyev bezdin will be gave him to find a job and work. Okay, but Odin has no chiyuv of mizeinus. If he's omits, then it's at mitzvah zdok. But if the Odin is poor himself, and he says, I can't support my eved. I won't have enough money for myself to support myself. So Chayach Okeid means it's not only Gabi Nifoshes about saving your life. It's also Chayach Okeid. So he's allowed then, according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rab, even if he's a poor man, and we cannot be kafi to support him on the basis of his doke. But, and of course he's not mechuyev to support, but he cannot tell the Eved he has to work. Because the Eved is exposed. You're not mechuyev to support me, I understand. But you don't support me, I don't work. That's according to Rav. That in Yochel Rav, Limelev Dasimzom. According to Rabbi Yechanan, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So, if the Odin is not omit, so then he can even require the Eved to work for him and he will not support. How will he be supported? He'll be on relief, on welfare. I mean, because we are mechuyev to support all the ani. Levit Maini is the same din as any other Jew. We are mechuyev. So that's how we pass. But from this, it appears from this Gemara, this Tesis, from other Tesis, that now Rav certainly says, "En yochel Rav limelev dasim nizom." Why not? But there's no chiyuv of mizeinus. The answer is there's no chiyuv of mizeinus, but there is this chus, and Eved has, and it nine has. The Odin is not mechuyev to support him, but the Eved has this chus to tell the Odin, you don't support me, I don't work. The Kornik Rabbi Yechanan, the Eved doesn't have that schus, so it's not that the Eved doesn't have that schus. Rabbi Yechanan is also made that while there is no chiyuv of mizeinus as such to an Eved, but an Eved basically has his schus to tell the Odin, you don't support me, I don't work. But Rabbi Yechanan says, since he's Momeinishal Odin, so the Odin has a keach as the Odin of the Eved, whom he has a key Momein, to be Mafkia. But until he's Mafkia, so then, suppose, I mention an example, suppose the Odin has Alzheimer's, he doesn't know what's going on, and he doesn't support him, so then David can tell Bezdin, you can tell me I should work for my Odin. He doesn't support me, he's a poor man, he's not a chuyim, he's a tzaddik, okay, but I have his chus not work for him. And had he been alert, and the Odin would say, asayim vizoncho, so then he would be able to be mafkia my chus. But since, unfortunately, my Odin is Alzheimer's, and he's not mafkia this chus, so mele, I have my schus not work for him. If I don't get support, he can't. All right, he's poor, but I have my schus, and Bezdin will have to concede to the Eved that he doesn't have to work. But suppose the Odin is alert and he says, never mind, I am mafkia yosos. So Rav says he cannot be mafkia yosos. And Rabbi Yochanan says he can be mafkia yosos. Why can he mafkia yosos? Because he has a key moment. So Mila Teisa says, since he has a basic source, they have it. Not work if he doesn't get support. But the Odin has his schus to be mafkia the schus of the Eved. So when does the Odin have the schus to be mafkia the schus of the Eved? If he gives him the option to make a living. So in other words, if Shonim get kunon, everything is fine, it's not Ishnos but serious. And Yad Bezdin Tkifo, so really there is such a thing as welfare. Because Yad Bezdin Tkifo, there is a system of welfare. He doesn't have to as tachnunim of everybody. Bezdin will force the call to support him. He'll be on welfare. So the Odin gives him the option to make a living. Work for me, I won't support you. How will I make a living? Well, the call will put you on welfare. But Bishnei Batsiras, where there is no adequate welfare available. Or suppose your business is not kifo, the Jews like today. I mean, Jews don't pay attention to what Bezdin tells them to do. So then even Rabbi Yochanan will be made that he cannot say Asein Ibn Ezra. There's the pshat. So now here he says, Eved name b'leisofi, v'im teina, o tu mishum b'leisofi, ye rabbe chayev l'zeine, v'leyein alei tzeina, yis yedechol b'nesech, what kind of a kashi more? Eved name b'leisofi, so you should support him, so what? By Isha, what's the analogy between Eved and Isha? Isha, there is a chiyuv. Chiyuv mizeines. It's a legal debt. But here there is no legal debt of supporting him.
It's not yes. That that's conscious only that the reason why there's no legal debt is only because he's not working for him. But if he would actually be working for him, according to that Montiel, then there is actually a legal claim. In other words,
No. That's what you said Sunday also. Even according to Rav, who says in Yochel Rav Levinizam. So it doesn't mean that if he works, he has a legal debt. In other words, that the Eved, according to Rav, the Eved has his chus to tell the Odin, you don't support me, I'm not working for you. So Mele, but Rav will be made it. Suppose the Odin says, okay, you make a living, get a job, you can get a job, you get a job, and use the money of the salary of the job and apply it for your sustenance. So that he can do even by Isha. That's another halacha, because then it's considered that he does support. Even by Isha he can do it. By Isha, he can do it. He can tell the Isha, you get a job and use the money, like, because the Takonis Chachom, that the Baal is, I mean, what, even if Mizenes is Midraisi, the Rambam Paskins like that, Sheo Ksuso Vinoso Ligra, so Sheo means Mizenes, Ksuso means Godim and residence and so on. But there is takonis chachomim that one is in return for the other. So now there's the maisi yodel. The maisi yodel of the woman so belongs to the husband. Why? Because the husband supports her, whether he's chayev midraisa to support her or he's not chayev midraisa. But that's the takonis chachomim, that one is in return for the other. In other words, it's an union of quid pro quo. I mean, the Baal supports the woman, and the woman has to give her earnings the mice yodeo to the husband. But if he says, since it's a quid pro quo relationship, and if the Baal says, you get a job, I know you can get a job, just make a telephone call, you get a job, and you'll make $100 a week, and the $100 a week, if you need the $100 a week for your sustenance, you use it for your sustenance. So then it's considered that he does discharge his obligation of supporting. Because since the Takanas Chachamim was that the Maisi Yedel is in return for the Chiyuv of support, so Mimele, when he tells her to apply the Maisi Yedel to her support, is in effect supporting her. But different will take how he supports her. Whether he puts the food on the table or he lets her keep the earnings that really belong to him. So he supports him. But by Eved, there is no hero of support. But that's why there is a difference. You see, by Isha, he can also say, same I see a diabolical Messiah. But if it's very sophic, suppose she needs $200 a week for her support. And her earnings is only $100 a week. Some Meili's Mechuyev to give her the difference. Another $100 a week for the support. Masha'in kim ba'eve did me kon to Rab that he cannot say Aseim even his own chok. But he certainly can say same as your dechob is in the secho. So then, if it's not sufficient, she doesn't have to give him the rest. That's why Tesis says the kashe Eved namli sofik. What analogy is there between Eved and Isha? By Isha there is a chiyuv mezuzos, but he can say it's him. I say dayan nesayich if it's sofik, because then it's considered that he's giving her support. In other words, she owes him the earnings and she keeps it. So that means that he's giving her money. Let's say she makes $100 a week, the earnings, and so she should give it to him. And he says to her, no, don't give it to me, you keep it. So that means he's giving her $100 a week. But so if it is sufficient, so he discharges his obligation of mezuzos. But if it's not sufficient, she needs another $100 a week. So maybe he has to give her the difference. But by Eved, there is no chiva mezuzos, so even according to Rav, there is no chiva mezuzos. But according to Rav, David had an excuse to say, I don't work for you, you don't support me. But he's not working for me. So what's the Gemara's kasha nam b'safik? So, and the Gemara's teretz is, because Avdi num kikasel shabbos, the Tesis says, of course there is no chiva mezuzos. There is no chiva mezuzos. But in the case, according to Rav, that he has his chus to say, you don't support me, I don't work. So Mimele, whatever work he does, he's entitled to be compensated too. So Mimele, this is the Gemara's kasha, Abdinam Gulisopi, because the average Eved, even if the Eved, the Odin said to him, get a job. But so he gets a job, so he works from 8 till 5, let's say. Then he comes home at 5 o'clock, so he does some work in the house, he cleans, he washes. So Mele, he's doing work, so he has to be compensated, not because the Odin, by Isha. So there's a chiyuv mezuzos. By Eved there is no chiyuv mezuzos. But if after he comes home from work at 5 o'clock, he works for several hours, he cleans, he washes, he does this, he does that. He's entitled to be compensated for it, as if he needs it for the mezuzos, because it's part of the schus to say, you don't support me, I don't work. So Mele, if I do work, so I'm giving you services, you have to compensate for me to the extent that I'll be supported. So if he needs another $100 a week to support it, and he in his earnings, he makes only $100, and David needs $200 a week to be supported. So David can say, listen, I am not working for you whole day because I have a job. I work from 8 to 5 in the afternoon, but then at 5 I come home and I work for you, and I need another $100 for my support. So mele, I want to be compensated. Not because of a chiyuv mizeinis, because if I'm not compensated, so that means you tell me I say mi v'nizon cho. You cannot say I say mi v'nizon. But there is a difference between the Indian of Eif Loi Sofik by Isha Saden, whether the Isha does work or the Isha doesn't work. If Loi Sofik, some mele, he has to give it a difference because there is a chiyuv sheyok susam inosoliga. It's a chiyuv. But if it's Sofik, so he discharges his chiyuv of sheyok susam inosoliga, because he's giving away the money that belongs to him. But if it's not sufficient, so then he's not going to give the difference in Sadachim Mizinis. By Eved, Sligmoras Kash was not underscore of Echiv Mizinis. But since, according to Rav, so he has his chus not work if he doesn't get support. So if he does work, he has to be compensated. Anybody who does to render a service to another person has to be compensated. Has to be compensated. He has to pay. It's a real chiyuv. It's a real chiyuv. I once told a certain person years ago. So he told me. He told me. I mean, yes, nishayle, whether. It's mutar al bedin, you know this. I don't know in Chicago whether they do it. You know, years ago in New York, so every other day they would come, Salvation Army people, they would come to the street and stop at the corner and blow a trumpet, play music, all kinds of music, and then people would give them a quarter, half a dollar. So he asked me, he enjoys the music. I think he enjoys the music. So whether he's allowed, so it's what kind of an issue? It's not a bizarre. I mean, they play music like any other music. I mean, so of course you can listen to it. So I said, but if you enjoy the music and you stop for 50 minutes to listen to how they blow the trumpet, so you have to pay them something. Otherwise, you are accepting his service, and you have to pay for every annoyer. You have to pay. It's a legal debt. You are a gazlet. I don't give them anything because I don't enjoy the music and I don't stop. I think it's a nuisance. But you enjoy it, you have to pay. So there is a loche that one has to pay for every annoyer. But an eved couldn't say to the ordin, listen, I serve you so much, you have annoyer, you have to pay me, because he owes him the work. He owes him the work. Mashainkin, according to Rav, if the Eved has his chus that if he doesn't get support, he doesn't owe him the work. Some melee is rendered, and he still works 5 hours. He comes 5 o'clock home. He cleans, he washes, and so he has to be compensated. He has to become, that's the Gemara's kasha, have Namdu Safi. So the Gemara gives a teres. Yes, he has to be compensated for banoy, but it's not worth anything. There is no banoy. So it's like, he doesn't have to pay for the music of the Salvation Army because I don't enjoy it, I don't get anything. So here, the Odin doesn't have to pay because the Num Kalsal is shot. So the Intain Aotum Shuni Safi Rabbi Chayyab Zaini, will you call him a Sima Isidach Nusecho? Weit kosh a loshn di kommer ab mit kasel shavi aber nema behedje de khayf ni zeine kiken do mal mit zema ich dach mir sach wenn mir di dis alte deitoch dir gil so she evet atsme hilich weile de stabe a fil mit ki sho mal mit zema ich dach mir sach ich im hoch a boy le nema hey khad li safik she is khayf ni zeine kidn shim kommok im evde ich hoch a madale di loshn ze abde di nun kasel shaf. So that's the pshat. ולהוכה כמה ליל, שממנו יוכל הרב למלא ותעשי מזונחו, תאפילו מהירה. דיומר עצימה שדך מנסחו, so in other words, this says it first, that the makshin, the havamine, as you also knew that the Mishnah is referenced the case where he said, same as you dachat on the sach. Because Rosh Nad Mora doesn't tend to indicate that way. Because the Mora said, Shema min yochal rabbi min yasin in zonda. So it's mashma, that the makshin assumed that the Mishnah is referenced the case where the Odin said to the Eved, asin in zonda. So the Mora said, Och maskin no more tzimai shidach min yasach. So the Chavosik Abi Isha Masim Yastach Min Yasecho Isha Amayloi Isha Lui Sapki. So Eved Namer Lui Sapki. But let's look that the original Hava Mine by the Makshin was that the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Odin didn't say Tzei Maiz Yedach Min Yasecho, but the Odin said to the Eved Shim Yirtze Shim Yirtze Shalosn Sabdi Rashoye, that he said Asei Min Yisomach. So he says it first now. No, that even the Makshin, the original Makshin, knew that also assumed that the Mishnah could have referenced to the case where the Odin didn't say Asei Min Yisomcho, but it says Asei Min Yisomcho. Still, the Makshin tried to deduce that even if we assume that the Mishnah is referenced to the case where the Odin said Asei Min Yisomcho, but it's loisophic, and David, when he comes back home at 5 o'clock, so he does work, so Mele, the Odin should compensate him for his services, unless we say, so he owes him the services. If we say in Yochei like Rab, so then David doesn't owe him the services. If he doesn't owe him the services, so it's like any other person who renders a service to a person, so he has to be compensated. There is no such thing to accept Tashmishim Anoye and you don't pay. Somebody renders you a service, you have to pay. Somebody carries your luggage, you have to pay. You have to pay, otherwise you are a gazlan, it's a chay. Anoye. You have to pay for the anoy. There is a special halacha that one has to pay for the anoy. The Gemara Mevukame says, "Nashem the regel is potter b'shus rabbi." So there is no chiyuv misad mazik, but he has to pay mashenen because he has the anoy. It's mameni gaboch. So, but there is a difference. If he has to pay misad mazik, so if let's say Ruvin's behemah. So, consumed Shimon's chitim, and Shimon's chitim, let's say it, several pounds of chitim, is worth, let's say, $20. So then, if Reuven's behime consumed Shimon's chitim in Shimon's rishus, went into Shimon's sode and then ate up Shimon's chitim, and the damage is $20, so then Reuven, the owner of the behemoth, has to pay $20. But suppose Shimon left a few pounds of wheat in the Rishus Rabin, and then Reuven's behemoth was walking in the Rishus Rabin, she saw wheat, so she ate it up. So then Shemberegel is potter the Rishus Rabin, but Mishale Mashenel, because Shimon would have to give the behemoth food, fodder, but Shimon doesn't give chitim. Behemoth, he gives seir. So the 5 pounds of seirim is worth only $10. So if Reuven's behemoth eats up Shimon's chitim in Shimon's sode, then Reuven the balash sheir has to pay $20. It's not mazik. But if Shimon left his 5 pounds of chitim in the street in the Rishus Rabin, and then Reuven Beine is up, so Shem Beregel is part of Rishus Rabin, but instead Anoye, he has to pay, he received the benefit, he had Anoye, because if the Beine hadn't eaten up the 5 pounds of chitin. So then Shimon would have to give the behemoth 5 pounds of seirim. But Anoy is only $10, not $20. So there is this special aloch. Whenever somebody renders a service and gives, bestows a benefit upon somebody else, so he's mechuyev to pay. That's why the Gemara in Dushan says that if a man wants to mekadesh an isha, and the isha says to him, "Rikaitle fana, dance for me. I enjoy it when I see you dance." So it's shove a pute, so she's mekadeshes. But the isha has to get keset. The answer is she's getting keset. What kind of keset is she getting? She just sees how the man, the Baal, the future Baal, is keeps on dancing, makes a fool out of himself. All right, he makes a fool out of himself, but she enjoys it. So she's, if she wouldn't be mekudeshes, she would have to take out a dollar and give it as much as people pay for dancing and jumping for 5 minutes. So mimele, she's mechuyevet. So if he says, I don't want to get a dollar, but I want you for it. So it's like giving your kesef. Why? Because when you give anoy to a person, you have to pay. It's legal debt. Any anoy, whether it makes sense al pisechol or not, doesn't make any difference. A person enjoys, I mean, if a person enjoys rock music, which is a terrible thing, but if he enjoys it, he has to pay. If he doesn't pay, he's a gazler. He's a gazler. So that's the pshat in Tezis. So he says, "Veimeridi salta the gilus who shared that's me with the first rabbi. I feel like Shom Etzim as the Achmirasach. Shmoch boil meima. Hey, chadli sofik she is chayim zelis. Kim she mikol mok meivdei. Mishmoach amad loshem ze avn krizli shavi. Ulhoche komalil shmamni yochla rabli melera seim v'nizoncho. Da afilu meire. So he can say that the Habamini also knew that the Mishnah might have referenced to the case where he says, "Say ma'isi yitachem yisecho." I feel my Adam, I see ma'isi yitachem yisecho. We come back and keep shave day. Who in this chayim is an Esav? Not viteras mizchiv mizenis per se. That's Gabi Yisho. But because the evidence is chus to be supported, to get mizenis, if he has his chus not to work, if he doesn't get mizenes, so mele, if he has his chus not to work, so when he does work for 5 hours, when he comes home at 5 o'clock, so mele, it's his service, he renders his service to the Odin that he's not mechuyev to render. Because if the Odin cannot force him to render it, so he's not mechuyev. If he renders his service to the Odin that he's not mechuyev to render, so it's like a member of the Salvation Army that, you know, that does his service to the person who enjoys the music, so he has to pay him for it. So he's mechuyev to render the service, so mele, he cannot ask to be compensated for it. Then he says now that in the Habamine, in the original Habamine, the Makshin assumed that the Mishnah is referenced to the case where he didn't say, "Say my Zedach Mesach," but he said, "I say even his own." All right, now.
But
yeah.
The Chiyum sign is, in general, point Madam, it's a Sani Yochel, not because he's doing a void that it doesn't happen.
He can be mafki any yochel.
Because
the eved, there is no chiyuv mizeines, but the eved has his chus. The Odin doesn't support him and not work.
Has his chus. Does the eved have to work for him? Doesn't the eved have to work for him though?
Of course, they have to work.
So
David certainly cannot say to the Odin, "You support me, give me full support, and I'll only work 3 hours a day." That the Odin, David cannot do. He has to work all the time.
So how come he has this chus, David? Why does he have this chus to say that? Why does that happen?
You see, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, he has a basic source. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, since he's the Odin, he has a key and mommy in the Eved, he can be mafkia, the source. But if he gives him the option to make a living by being on welfare, by being on tzedakah, but if he doesn't give him the option, so then Rabbi Yechanan is also made it, that he cannot force him to work. Because an Eved has a basic source to tell the Odin, you don't support, you don't give me the option of making a living, then I don't work. I don't work. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, he has this, the Odin has a counter source to mafkia the source of the Eved, provided he gives him the option to make a living. But Bishnei Batzeres, when he doesn't give the option to make a living, he doesn't have the counter source to be mafkia the source of the Eved. Now, the Gemara, Toshma, Eved Shegololori Miklod, in Rabbi Chayef Lizeinei, Vilei, Delashamais Yodof Lirabbi, Shmamino Yochel Arav, Leim Alevet, Aseimi, Vinizam Chol. So he says, Ein Chayef, Rabbi Chayef Lizeinei, and if he has any earnings in the Ori Miklod, he has to give it, he has to give it to the Odin. So the Odin is not supporting him, and he gets his Maisiyorov, that means Yochel Arav Leim Alevet, Aseim Vinizonch. Shmamen Yochel Arav Leim Alevet, Aseim Vinizonch. Och maskin dom a tzim aish edach mu nisach. Yoch am aish yod of amay l'rab eil adof hadof e pshit. In other words, if he needs from his dinners $100 a week and he makes $200 a week, so the extra $100 he has to turn over to the Lord. So that's a pshit. And mao li tein kibin de chiles li lo yoyin li ki is lo yinam ve lo yilishku minei komash milom. So the Gemara asked, because it goes without saying, not Nolimiklot, there couldn't be such a Salkadaitoch that if an Eved makes $200 a week and he needs for his Mezinis $100 a week, he shouldn't have to turn over the Adofet, the excess. How could it be? He's Mameini of the Orden. So, and whatever is over and above the amount that is necessary for every support, of course, how could I have a Zabadaito? So, in